I'm Edith Hurwitz, and I'm a senior at the college studying social studies, and I'm a CA for CS50. And I'm here to talk with some students about their projects. So will you guys start by introducing yourselves?
Yeah, no problem. So my name is Pei Ling. Actually, we are all from JST. I'm the 13th student who studied design technology.
Yeah, I'm the first year student. I'm Rijing. I'm also from JST, and I'm studying Master of Design Studies.
Hey, I'm Fei. Studied Master in Design Studies with concentration in Risk and Resilience. Yeah.
Cool.
Also first year student in JST.
So will you start by telling me a bit about your project?
Yeah, maybe we can start with our motivation. So why we are going to do this project? First, we did a survey. Yeah, survey.
On JST students, and you can see all of them say yes to if you want a course evaluation website. The reason I think is because we are graduate students and we have a lot of freedom to choose what we want. You can see.
Basically, students are easy to get lost because they are facing a lot of information, a lot of courses. But in this case, they are more likely to hear from their peers about who have taken the course about their opinion. So we did a survey about how students what did they want and how to implement the project.
Yeah, for me, I only have one required course. And the rest, I can choose between MIT, Harvard College, and other schools. So I think it's very necessary for us to have an evaluation course system.
So what tools did you use to go about implementing the system? How did you put it together?
You want to talk about that?
We're using the CS50 IDE to implement the project because it's a very nice workspace that we can share this site so we can work together on this at the same time. So we use Flask, use HTML and SQL, a lot of tools to implement our project.
And so would you mind giving us a demo now of the final product?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, of course.
So this is our demo for the course evaluation website. So first is our welcome page. We did some animation to show the start. So you have two choices, login and register. I can log in to my account as Pei Ling. So while logging to the home page, you see there are several features. So first we have the overall rates from all the students. You can see the general information of all JST courses this year. Like we have in total 346 courses of some of the subjects and which course has the highest value, has the highest rate from students. And we also did some interaction with the background images and graphs. And there's, it says hello, the username. And from here, we have two ways to choose the course and see the evaluation. So first, you can type the keywords, like we say computational design. And you can find the course with that keywords. And you can even filter them, like I say, I want the from a division of some of the ratings, and you can also choose from some of the departments. And when I click this, you can see the evaluation from students.
Yeah, here is the review page of all the opinions from students, and from here you can see the general rating we calculated, and here is the some of the basic information about course because it's not that important, but in case if student needs it, we just hide it in this way. If you hover it, it shows up. And here we have the general, the scores of this board perspective, like workload, difficulty, professor, and consistency. And after you view this, if you scroll down, you can see the comments students typed in this website. And if you want to give your all your own opinion, you can just click the course evaluation, and here you can choose.
You can
click on the stars and just like move this button to give a scores to the course, and then we can tell why we come and like this score. It's nice, and then you can just submit it.
And confirm.
Confirm. And you'll be redirected to the course, and you can see your comments immediately here. The course is very good. And then here you can see all the comments you have written from the history board.
Yeah.
And we also have another way
to search your course, which is you go directly to the overall charts of all the course you can see, and you can filter it by the subject. Let's say we have the history course, which is represented by the red dot, and I can click one of the course and it will jump to that previous evaluation website. Yeah, that's pretty much of it.
Great. So do you guys expect you'll use this next semester as you're deciding your courses?
Yes, we're thinking about that.
Of course.
Yes.
We
want to develop it and
yeah, we'll keep developing this website and try to use it in the real world. Yeah.
Well, so it sounds like you guys made a great, easy to use website that will be useful not only for your classmates, but also for you. So great job.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for taking the time to explain your project to us.